It's the 7th of October. 7 is my favorite number.
Can we keep this up till the 31st?
I don't know. Can we?
It's gonna be interesting.
Are people enjoying this?
I guess we'll find out. Are we enjoying this?
I think I am, actually.
I am.
It's nice to like breeze through something for once and not talk for an hour and 45 minutes. Am I right, people?
This is gonna be the actual format.
This is the rest of our show from here on out. Just so, one 10-minute episode once a month.
Today? Monster.
One final monster movie. Say it monster. Right. So it's one final monster movie, and this one was really hard.
This one was really hard
because, I mean, there's so many fucking monsters and there's so many creatures, and like, what even constitutes a monster? I mean, technically, an alien could be a monster. Technically, everything could be a monster. It was just really hard. This one, I was stuck on. So
it's
I'm going to.
Very broad.
I don't know who went first last time, but I'm going to let you go first.
I did.
Okay, well, you go first this time.
Okay. It's funny you said alien because it is aliens.
No way!
Aliens.
Aliens.
Multiple reasons why.
Okay, well, let me go. So
James Cameron, obviously.
Oh, well, right? I'm supposed to say mine now.
Damn it.
We should have so just funny. Like did it where we run through the whole thing.
Go.
Should we switch it?
No.
Okay. Mine is also
alien.
No, but that would be awesome. Mine is also like an extraterrestrial life form that takes people's
E.T.
bodies over. No, that's
invasion
not a horror movie.
Of the body snatchers.
I thought about it, but I didn't. 1982, The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh, the remake.
That's right. Yeah. I was like, yep, you're right.
Oh, I wish you would be like, no, it's the first one.
No, you're right.
Let me show you.
But I'm going to be honest, I've never watched the original.
Oh, you haven't?
Mm-mm.
No.
Have
John
you?
John Carpenter's The Thing was the first one I watched.
Yeah.
So to me,
it's my original, bitches.
Exactly.
Is it your original?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Did you watch the remake?
The most recent thing?
Yeah.
No, I kind of felt like I was refusing.
Yeah.
Did you?
I watched parts of it.
Yeah.
Like
how do you watch a part of it?
Because I knew. And I was just like, ugh, I'm out.
Was it bad?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. See, that's why I didn't watch it. These tiny little balls of paper
I don't know where this came
from.
Where does this come from?
You are so fidgety. That's where it comes from. Whenever we talk, you're like, no.
ADHD.
No. The way you just said it.
That's my monster.
We're getting deep here with Mickey and Tracy.
Aliens made a profound as a kid. Affected me as a kid.
Okay.
It was horrifying and it's exhilarating because it was an action film. And Bill Paxton was filled with one-liners in the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you say it? The artistry and like technology of the movie at the time, like you never saw it in any other movie.
Right.
It was insane.
Yeah,
like
totally.
It was like, holy crap, all the things that they were doing.
Yeah.
And I feel like that type of, like his aliens set groundwork for a lot of like video games and movies that came afterwards, you know, like the Marines going in and, fighting off monsters or aliens or whatever, like
the shape of its head, like aliens to us at that time. What year did that come out? Aliens.
Early 90s.
No.
Was it 80s? Oh, you're probably right.
It was not 90s.
All lower the
I love how you were making fun of me in the beginning of this list for picking movies from the 80s. Like it was that long ago.
Is it 20 years old? Pick a new movie.
Yeah, it was like back to back though. Yours was. This
so
is the
what?
Only one.
What?
Okay.
Well, you don't even know. You haven't said any of the
86.
Years. 86. Okay. So, an alien. Think like quickly and draw an alien on a piece of paper, right? Everybody would have drawn like the, you know, something that looked like a human, right?
Yeah.
With little three fingers on each hand and a big head and huge oblong looking eyes, right? They fucking turned that upside down. And
it's horrifying.
And it became the thing that was kind of replicated and so going copied. Oh, yeah. She was amazing. Awesome. Totally. Like,
I mean, movies like where they put heroin on the as a main character who fights back. Yeah. Like,
that was kind of rare.
Yeah.
And also that if you have any kind of tight spaces,
claustrophobia.
Uh-huh. Claustrophobia or being stuck or trapped in a small place. I mean, they're in a ship, like you can't get away, you know, so that
aliens. Oh, alien.
Shit. Right. Oopsie. Yeah, no, they're not. But okay, sorry.
In aliens on a beach.
Right, right. Never mind.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I mean, just the I guess what I'm saying is I was wrong.
You were thinking about the whole movie. Different movie the whole
just
time.
Just the whole movie. No.
It wasn't even James Cameron, the other one. But yeah, so anyway, it had a profound effect. It was really fun. And it was as a kid watching it, it was like it seemed like a big, big movie, horror films with a lot of huge budget.
Yeah,
you know, sci-fi guns. It was kids' like dream come true to watch it. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So mine, John Carpenter did a great job at his movie.
Mm-hmm.
So this movie to me, the coldness of it. You know, it's like you're trapped. It's
the literal and
the literal coldness of like the look of it. I feel like I can remember some of the sounds and the music that they were playing throughout. Mm-hmm. It's so talk about isolation, right? Maybe I was thinking of my own movie, isolation to the max. And this theme of distrust is like really ever present in this whole entire movie, which I think is. When you can't trust the people that you have to also depend on, it's really scary. So who's the real monster?
It's a possession movie.
Who's the real monster, right? Is it the alien that's taking over and kind of assimilating these bodies? Mm-hmm. Or is it humans? Like, because they turn on each other kind of at the drop of a hat. I don't know. But I said monster.
The special effects put this down for a monster really movie. Too.
It is. It's really good. And it's just, I don't know. It's a... And it's got Kurt Russell, who I just like loved back then.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? Gotcha. I loved him. I was such like a Kurt Russell. I had a crush on him like crazy back then. Big time.
Nice.
I said monster movie hesitantly when I put this down on my list because obviously there's so many other kinds of real true monsters that we are totally missing on this one, like mummies and wolfmans and, you know.
Yeah.
Look, like Godzilla's even or... there's so many monsters that we've left out. It's broad, but the thing to me was, I don't know. That's a pretty, it's a pretty good monster when there's a human that's been taken over and that they can trick us. Right. So
I didn't think of that. I didn't think of the thing.
Okay.
That's good. Thing and aliens.
All right. So all right. How'd you like it? October 7. Was this a good day? That's so weird.
What?
How'd you like today?
It was fine. It was what? What do you, I don't know what you're asking.
I don't know. Whatever. It's lame. Hey, guys. Go enjoy your weekend. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.